Mishnah Paeso Christu, Ashkurim Fue, Ponkanya Tsumo Kesum, Chapter 3.
Chapter 3 consists of two main parts.
Chapter 3, Pumari Pandwa Tifibidim.
The first part talks about, you know, the, those who are dangerous to the church.
Pandwa Chalinga Chakubaidako, Chirelan Pavantravo, Avadi Avashupa Mulukuta.
Know that the time before the second coming of Christ is a perilous time, it's a dangerous time.
Nishtayo kwisa kwa kwa Yesu Christu inishtaya shupa.
No, verse 10, I mean the second part that talks about, you know, what the man of God should be doing.
Kachpanchango vidi chilelanda papsho mantuba kwalesa bakwile bale chita.
And the importance of knowing the word of God.
Ukankala wakwishuba ichevo cha kwalesa.
You find that these two sections are actually the like a contrast.
Tuemonati fibiri 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 fibiri
fibiri fibiri fibiri those who are not of God, you know, they continue to do evil. Likewise, that those who are of God must continue to pursue good.
We
are going to go through the first section. So Paul is saying that now the realest time has come. When Paul was talking about this, he said it will come. In fact, in our time, if this perilous time has already come. Now, the perilous time is also called the times of stress. So it happened right before the second coming of Christ. So here it depicts the mindset of those who do not belong to God. Now we find that men only love themselves. That's why he said men will be lovers of themselves. This is in direct contrary to the teaching of the scriptures. We must love others as ourselves. We must sacrifice ourselves for the good of others. So we find that this is the time of stress. You can imagine if we did a family, or especially within the church, everyone only loves themselves. We find that this church is a very cold and very unloving.
Right?
Now here it also says lovers of money. The people of the world pursues money. We also need money to survive. But we must not become lovers of money. I think when we talk about when we did chapter 6 of 1 Timothy, we had already spent a lot of time talking about this.
In chapter 6, Timothy walked away from Ireland.
So today we see that people can kill another person.
irero abantu barepa yabanabo bafe walpia.
You know, a wife can kill a husband just because of the insurance.
Kashi kutaipa government kumulandi walpia.
Is that not true? So lovers of money.
Baba katemo walpia.
It's like money becomes what? His lover or becomes her lover.
Chaba ulupia lwaba mutemui kwa wakwe.
Here it also says poster.
Taba kuyumfwa.
I mean talk big, talking big.
Aba miya.
Want to show off and then to let people know how much you know, how capable he is or how capable.
Sorry. Aba mataki wa kulanga utatuwa wa ailan kubantu pena aba mataki wa itakishavene.
And proud.
Karaba miya.
Meaning show no regards to men. Actually a proud person. Exhibit that this kind of characteristics. He does not concern men. He show no regards to God in the heart. Blasphemous. Speaking things which is blaspheming, obviously profane, words of profanity. Now disobedient to parents. Actually, nowadays you see the children are being brought up in a very a dangerous world. Parents have shown you so much concern for them. And yet they show no gratitude.
Right?
Unthankful. Very well, forgetful of the goodness of others. Do not think about what others have done, has done to them.
Now,
also very unholy. The world is talking about unholy stuff.
Which Lord Chilelanda Pamulandu, Okana Babam Shlo.
Practically every movie has this kind of sexual immoral content in it.
To the Sang of Church, when Sephir Chica, whatever fifth Yabula Lela, no baby Velia Bula Lela.
That's why we must, as workers of God, we must flee from it.
It's Pomongara won't feel quite a sad fate to a Taruka call.
Otherwise, you find that you cannot concentrate on doing God's work. Very, very important. You know, when this kind of thing is going on in the family.
Okay. Yes, I'm okay.
You find that the family loses the atmosphere of fearing God. You find that there is no prayer, there is no worship of God in the family.
Now, verse 3.
Very unloving. Show no love, to others. It's the exact opposite to the teaching of Christ. Unforgiving. Meaning irreconcilable.
You find
that this also a portrayal of the church. People don't want to get reconciled. They want to fight on. Actually, we find that this is not the work of God. Surely this is the work of the wicked one. If God can reconcile us to Him and to one
another,
how is it that we become irreconcilable?
Now,
also slanderous. You know, this slandering actually harms the church very much. You see that sometimes the church is slanderous. Slandering can kill workers. So as workers of God, we must
not
be free
of God.
I want you to look at a verse here. We turn to James.
Verse 1.
My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment.
Muba munyina ne mwibaba kafundisha abengi pakwishwa kuti tukapokelela ukupingulwa ukwachila
mwana. Here we are told that a teacher shall receive a stricter judgment.
Let kafundisha akapokelela ukupingulwa ukwachila mwana.
We always say that because a teacher knows the word of God, that's why he shall receive stricter judgment. But walishwa
kafundisha alishwa chewe cha kwaisa echo ingapokelela.
Contextually speaking, what is James talking about? I shall receive stricter judgment. Why? Because I'm a preacher of God. I preach the word. If I don't bridle my tongue, I shall receive stricter judgment. So this one is like a preamble yet to the entire chapter. Most of us here are teachers. We teach the members of the church. But if we are not careful with our words, we shall receive stricter judgment. Now, because what James says, you know, our mouth is like a well. Can a well issue good water and at the same time also issue bad water? How can we preach the word of God and at the same time also spread rumors and slandering? For that reason, we shall receive stricter judgment. You know, some of our workers are very quiet. You know, especially those who are much older. I think maybe they know that their days on earth are not many. They are very careful with their words. Because they have been teaching for so many years, practically throughout their life. So they want to control their tongue so that they will not punish by God.
Why kupindula mnyimishawa pakuyatilesa akani kuwa kanda.
Now we turn back to chapter 3.
Here
it says without self-control.
Abalwambo abavulo ukwiteka.
But self-control is a virtue.
Kare yuku awakanaiteka nawo muvele musango.
Meaning things must be done in moderation.
Ita chiti chwe church tabu church super mwe mushaya
yana. Self-control is good for godliness and it's also good for our physical health.
Today
you see that people can talk and chat throughout the night. Until the next morning, six. And then they go to bed at 7.
Hello, I am to sharp 7 o'clock.
No
self-control.
You know, some people can watch telly 7 hours a day.
Bambi putwa valeta mbafu ya television mkwai waola sepeni na mchine luvali.
This is why many people now have 2 full-time jobs.
Efiwa vantua kwa tele namba inchi to shibiri.
One is a real job and the second one is watching TV, also a
real job. Bambi inchi to ya kwa nila kwa ni inchi to ya kwa hiwa vabababa inchi ya kari imbi ya kutamba.
If you do anything more than 7 hours, is it not a full-time job?
We shingo watch them to put up all 7 hours. Then to ya kufika po yonse.
Is it a full-time job?
Yes, sure.
So watching TV become a full-time job.
Ani shugu tamba chifishmishme java nichi na imbi.
No self-control. No self-control.
Vankalwe.
Now the next one is brutal. Very, very cruel.
Vankalwe.
You know, if you look at all, if you watch all the movies and your film, what do they portray?
Ngamatamba ma films nangu fishimishimwe filanga fishi.
If you want to be cool,
ngamulefua kwa batekanya.
Look cool.
Ushokutuma baba kwa batekanya.
You have to carry a gun.
Mfuema senda mfuche.
And just go out to the street and try to shoot anyone you see.
Na ukusenda mfuche na kwesha ukula sawasawa na mwona.
This being cool.
Ukuba watekanya.
Brutal.
Ukuba umukalwe.
That's what Jesus says. This generation is just like the generation of Noah.
Efe Yesu alechila inonkulo ife pamoninge nkulo ya pa Noah.
God saw the increase in violence.
Amona ukula kwa kuipaish yana.
We said the violence increased exponentially.
Ukalwe wababwa kusasana wakula kuwafulila ko.
Today's world is no different from the time of Noah.
Kanshu inoshita taidi ya kusana koneshita ya kwa Noah.
People can kill without any reason.
Bantu kutiba ipa ya kwa vula na abuyo na nguu. Why
is it that now man has become so cruel?
Obviously
because of they disregard God.
They
suppress the truth.
They
toss God out of their mind.
This
way they become so brutal.
If you are very vocal,
now the next one is despises of good. What is good that is no longer, spoken about. You know, if you mingle with people outside, how many of your friends actually talk about family value? Maybe here they do, but in the... Or how to live a more morally upright life. Do they talk about this now? No, they don't talk about it anymore. So they are despisers of good. Traitors. Easily betray your friends. Just for what self benefit or for some small benefits of interest. Headstrong.
Being
very stubborn.
Right, Vachintonfua.
You know, very insistent on one's opinion. Never given. You know, sometimes even try to force that the idea is true. Try to force his point or her point down the throat of others. Haughty. You know, haughty is stronger than pride. To me, it's one level up. Thinking that he's the only one. This is the what you call the Babylonian attitude. Revelation.
Verse 7.
Now, in the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure give her torment and sorrow, for she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow.
Umwe aichindamikira nokuva nokuipakisha kwavuchisenene. Emo muperereni ukufunguka nokurosha. Icho mumutima wakwe atira ninjikala na ufumu shiri mukamfuirwa nokurosha.
So this city of Babylon is described as a woman. Kashi
musumbo wa Babylon wa londolwanga musumbo wa Babylon.
You find that her behavior is that she glorified herself.
Where the dialogue is to Muna.
And here he says she sits as queen. This is a kind of mindset. Never consider others better than her. This is the picture that the world portrays. Now we look at turn back to chapter 3.
William chapter 3.
Lovers of pleasure. Enjoying life.
We
are not saying that you cannot enjoy life. But the weight you put on enjoying life must not be what? Heavier than what? You put on what? Heavier than the weight that you put on loving God. I don't know the language, but it doesn't come out well.
Certainly the language used here. Jesuma?
No, so you find that it's true, even this idea gradually what? Creeps into the community of faith.
Rasanga tichintu chaisa ingila na mwika shi. Siletia tumwina Kristu tayi tafuile aya mukutusha kunche ndishimo shimo iyo. Ushe mulafuma kumwaipo mukutusha kunche ndishimo batini? Awe.
I mentioned this because in more civilized countries, I don't object if a family going out on holiday.
Vambivaya mukutusha limbi pamilungu shibiri.
And then after the holiday,
ilo vaya vapwa kutusha oku.
And the kids stop coming to church.
Ilo abana vafirwa no kisa ku church kulongana valeka.
Why?
Mulandoshi.
Because during the holiday time,
ati munishita kutusha kwawo.
They didn't observe the Sabbath.
Tavale vakaisa vata.
Instead of reading the Bible, praying,
tubareberenga ekipingo n'okupepa baleyafe mukulya n'okwipakisha ekyapwa. Apa ku bantu babademwa
eyo
bali abaice vakwali kitemu baleya mukupepa.
So for many days,
Mushkushingi,
on the Sabbath, we always gather together to pray, to read the Bible, even sermon.
Pabushkuwe sabata, vale karafia fine, vale pepa, vale berengene chipingo.
I think it's important because without you knowing it, sometimes the practice of the world can actually take your mind away.
Ichi kwa vulo kulu kamwewe kutuma sangati ili anwe ya panwesonde kutiri ya misenda.
So instead of working for God, we end up what? Enjoying life.
Mkusanga uta tijire chilefwa kwa tumpyungi elesa awe watampa kuonomba kusafia mwewe NFM.
Verse 5. For of this sort are those who creep into household and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sin, led away by various lusts. These people have a form of godliness. But they deny its power. That's why Paul said, from such people turn away.
Paulo alando, kuri aba bantu,
So I want to ask you a question.
Find me pishawiri pisho.
Is he talking about people outside the church?
Ushalela na kubantu aba likunse ya lukuta.
Or is he talking about people within the church?
Ushalela na kubantu aboba li mkatika lukuta.
Within the church.
Aboba li mkatika lukuta.
Why are you so certain?
Nishu mwalandi lefyo kati chachi nefyo.
Any proof?
The statement here says they deny the power of God.
Wakana maka ya kwalesa. Walanda kutatua wadishu wa shimikila kushibalesa.
They speak that they know God.
Walanda ukutila wali mishwalesa neri wala mukana. Mubele ya wai.
You know, if
their actions,
you know, obviously people outside, yeah, I'm not saying all of them, and many of them are like behaving in this manner.
Abantu abakunse, chilenda tibonse, lelo bamo, wala chite fine.
But you don't turn away from them because you need to bring the gospel to them.
Is that not true?
The
fishing kamwa?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our duty. We bring the
Entry Yesu, Yakuba Shimikila.
Now here it says having a form of godliness but denying his power, like what it is.
Eloba kwa tami monekele yavuka pepalelo, avakana amaka yavuko.
They are not genuine Christians.
Tabera Kristo afuma rukaiyo.
Okay, it says this sort are those who creep into the household. They are already in the household.
Aba abantu baba mulukuta kale.
They come in with an intention.
Vesa ne ton ton kanyo.
Make captive of gullible women loaded down with sin.
Kuba be pantu muri bene emo ba bari abasokerera mu mayanda no kutwala muri bunkole abana abana kashi abawerewere.
No, so you find that yes, you know, in the church there are people who are easily influenced.
Kutsanga ti muri kuta mwaba abantu bamo abo gesendwa feva sendwa fefira finewe.
Because they are loaded down with sin.
Bantu baishwamo no lubembo.
The sins here may not be mortal sin.
Lubembo kani ne lubembo lwamu ya yaya.
We can understand, yeah, the sin here are like, you know, those mentioned, you know, in the preceding verses.
Kuti lubembo lwaba alanda po nulo lwa alanda po mukutendeka.
Like very unloving.
Naukana temwa.
Very unforgiving.
Abashelelwa.
Or these people go around slandering people.
Na wabantu baya mukulanda pa bantu bambi.
These are sin.
Lulembolo.
These people are loaded with this kind of sin.
Abantu baya isulamo nolulandu nolulembo.
They are led away by various lusts.
Batungululwa ne nolunkumbwa ulwapusana pusana.
Now so obviously, they can never learn the word of God well.
Teti barundulula chewe cha kwalesa bwino kutema chewe cha kwalesa bwino bwino.
That's why Paul says, always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Tawa pecho Paulo aletila avale sambilila ishtayonse nokuba pe abafilo kwishwe chine.
And now this is a very dangerous state of mind. A person who tries to learn the word of God, but he can never come to the knowledge of the truth. Because of the sin in him. That's why if you want to learn the word of God, we always say we need to purge ourselves. Let's say if someone comes for a seminar, he always comes. You want to sign up or what?
Well, if I dream in never did. Do you mean in there?
Yes.
You want to set up?
Well, if I stream in everyone's 17.
Okay, he's on the.
He's ma.
Okay, no one. But now, here Paul mentioned two examples.
Yes,
verse 8, yeah?
Pano, apa, Paolo, apele chilangiro, chilangiro, fibiri.
Who are Jannes and Jambres?
Nga yane na yabre neva ni.
Who are these two?
Nga ni avantu ababa bini batu shi.
Anyone?
Valande pamukai univani. Na ba parapel pa nebo asu parapel.
Who do you think they are?
The people
in the
tent of
Moses, when God sent Moses to deliver the children of Israel from Egypt, and this was the people who were on the side of Pharaoh, so I could say they were the magicians. And when Moses performed the miracle, when the Lord of Moses comes in question, also the one himself, but they did not believe the truth which was said.
Aba bayani na yabri ebali kule kulubali lwakwa farao yo mose aire mukufumi abana bakayisiro mubusha abale pitinkana na mose yosefi achire mose na baba pichita ndio icho ntoka ni olimbi.
As for me, it's a focus in the church, or for example where we are here.
Kuri ne chiri ndio shamu mukatika lukuta pamonga fetu ipano.
These are the people who resist the truth.
Abani abantu abakane chine.
Their mind is corrupted.
Ya ma tonka ni yabo mwaba fetu from flubu nangwa.
I think these are the people that you mentioned here.
Aba ebantu abo bashimbula pa.
Yes,
my question is who were there?
Nibani aba?
Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses.
Yani na Yabri ba kenye Mose.
Who resisted Moses?
Wa kenye Mose nibani?
Could there be Aaron and Miriam? Have they not spoken against Moses before?
Yes.
Mkubala mwa, tawamu kene po mwa na mungu mkanya.
But they did quite right, but when you look at the sense of their arguments, I don't think it's
a lie. Kani chitire, kwa mwa na ifyo baleta alipishanya, kwa na tatu chitire evo iyo. Atuma na kumpendwa.
Look at the argument, the dissension of Aaron and Miriam. The dissension of Aaron and Miriam.
Mpendwa.
That's number chapter.
Chapter 12.
We read verse 2.
Verse 2.
So they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it.
Usheni kuri Mose eka eka fie eko yohewa asusa ushe dasosa na kuri ifwe.
Now, first verse four. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come up, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting. So the three came up.
Ero Yehova apumikishe ukutila kuli Mose, Naroni, na Miriamu. Fumeni imwe batatu mwise kuyema ya kula nshanya.
And verse 5 says that God came down and stood in the door of Tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam.
Atikabili awe barifumine varia batatu. Nao Yehova aikire muntumba yekumbi aiminina na pamwishi wema no kuita Aaron na Miriam.
Verse 6 talks about God's assurance of the work of Moses.
And now after that,
their God was very angry with Pharaoh and Miriam, as we can see in the text.
Kabiri apale saari furirwe abantu babiri Aaron na Miriam.
Now they were punished with leprosy.
Bari kandiwe nefibashi.
So you know it's like they were not happy with the fact that God has chosen them.
Tabari aba kusekelela kutila leisa asala Mose. Kisuma.
So Jennings and Jennings resisted Moses.
Ashiane na Yabrivari Kenye Mose.
Obviously when you look at them you find that obviously there's an element of pride and haughtiness.
Gatwalosha mulibeni mwari mutima wakuyumfa no kuititumuna.
So do this also resist the truth.
Yabari aba kana ichine.
Men of corrupt mind disapprove concerning the truth. Their minds are corrupt.
Mitima yabo mumano ya muri bufu tungu.
They are disapproved. Previously we learned that we must be approved workers of God.
Akubara tuasambie kutia tule yivantu. Awa kumpia basuminishwa na lesa.
So when one resists the truth.
Iyo muntu akane chine.
Or one chooses to go against the will of God.
Gomu asala okuya.
He becomes disapproved. Now, it's this kind of people, they will never progress. Not only that, these people will only manifest their own folly, stupidity. So here it talks about this. This thing, actually Paul predicted that this thing would happen in the church.
Paulo ari chimwene chintu kuti rachiri nokuchitika mukati kalukuta.
You know, it's like people turn the house of God into what? Into a place of violence, a place of, for the schemers.
Chari vantu vapirwire ngandi yakwalesa nekuti inganda yakupangira mamapange ayave.
I tell you, this is very dangerous.
If
you look at the leadership from the
church, it's
from top to bottom.
But sometimes it's like
bottom
up. Whatever
the church
decides
has to be consented by the members,
Members.
Sometimes this can be very dangerous.
Because we
reverse the order.
Of
course, the leaders of God must be very spiritual. So that they can lead the church from top to down.
Find
that the principle given in this Bible is never from what? From down upward. No.
Tipingo why
are leaders chosen?
Because
they are chosen to
serve.
How are they chosen? They are chosen based on the requirements set.
Vasalwa kulingana nokukabila.
They were chosen amongst what, the believers.
Vasalirwe kufuma pavasumina.
Just like in Acts chapter 6.
Mungefyo chimirwe yabatuma chapter 6.
The seven who were chosen to dispute goods.
Food.
They met the spiritual requirement laid down. This is how the church should lead from top to bottom.
It's
never the other way around. Very sadly, sometimes you see that this is not the case anymore.
That's
why Paul says these people will never progress again.
Paulo alani kutata abantu mukwae tabakakuliko na kabiri iyo. Chisuma. emepesho kutamba mverse 1 kuya kuya mverse 9 ngapari kwa mepesho mkwai kuna mepeshe here Jen and Jebri
just like that.
But now
I only use an example.
Miriam and Aaron
resisted
Moses.
You find that there are three brothers and sisters.
Nabalumendo babiri aba Mose na Aaron na kashiabo Miriam.
But they are very close together.
Oh, one two at the man by the paper.
And you find that, yeah, you end up, you know, Miriam and Aaron that resisted Moses.
So mwana Miriam na Aaron awe ba tampa for kana Mose.
You find that Moses did not argue.
Tuwe mwati Mose, daji huwa kuwa tari kawe.
They commented the whole situation.
You miss some boy, Yavipishai, Yavukari Nangu.
This one, the Bible says that at that time, point in time, Moses was the meekest on earth.
Come on, after the page, Moses Adini.
The meekest person on earth. This was the
Muntuai Chepishanga Nanshi Pan Pesan Velachalo. Daddy walked to the Kawe.
Not that these people in Numbers 16, 16 or the one who despised. And also, when you explain this, because this is within the community. So I quite agree, yeah, because the magician, but not within the circle of Israel. I think here Paul actually was surfaced the mindset of these people. Men of corrupt minds. And when the simplicity of mind is corrupted, it becomes the source of all evil. That's why Paul said, disapprove concerning the faith. You know, in the church, like the case of Moses, in the church, anyone who prayed for position, who tried to fight, you know, they will be disqualified. It's only a matter of time.
Pamonga Mose, onso muntu uri chef fulomu katika ikaru kuta na kule tichumfulumfu awe kukumukana mkashita fia kano ono pie.
The true Jesus church is not any other church.
Ndulu kutaluwa chino kwa Yesu Kristo luwa wanga uru kutalumbiru ashala awe na kukuta shimusha ashala awe.
God can remove us anytime, just like you flick his finger and that's it.
Lesa kutati kumia ikwe paka shafia kano kutati shafi fia fina kumunwe kuminwe shakwe mwafuma.
And how we go.
Mwafuma na kufuma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But verse 9, I see quotation that refer to this that appears to refer like verse 8, mm-hmm. where I see Exodus chapter 7, verse 11. Mm-hmm. They are talking about two groups. I see here the wise and sorcerers.
The magician.
Our changes were manual and she.
So this is what is the quotation in this Bible.
If you are mwavelenga ile buku bali kwete, iyo babalanga ko mukufuma.
It's only a reference. You know the guy may not be correct.
Yeah.
Relo, chakulanga kufiele mulu uyo, jeti abe bwino kufika po.
I agree.
Yeah, I just want to
work
to his question. Say something towards his question. Mm.
If I could land up for Pamulandua, I show you about.
When you look at the Egyptians,
the moment I could be a good tone,
it's like when you talk of the devil,
you chiriquati, you mulel and the fire, Lua Mansakabinga.
The devil will never agree to the things of God.
Satana won't judge you assuming if a thing to feel qual is a yo.
Just like when we look at Egypt,
among everything I'm on
you are not God's people.
Nobody I want to be
a
lesser.
When we look at what Paul is talking about,
the Malulisha, we know when a few power are Lela and Dapo.
He's talking about people within the community of faith.
Lelo, Alela, Pavantova, and Mukatikalu Kutaka Chetikelo.
Who try to become like a godly and yet there is no godliness in themselves. These are the people who definitely try to oppose the truth. Just like Miriam and
Aaron.
They knew for sure that Moses was called by God.
Moses
the miracles that Moses performed. But in the end, they started opposing him.
I think that's what I can argue. When I look at verse 8,
I tell you, mwana kumkana umfuwaku na kumkana umfuchafu tole sambira. Imbinga na hilo narusha kwa verse 8.
It says, James and Jembris.
Yene na Yebre.
This is like their titles to a group. That's how it sounds to me.
Ajikuribe ni chabanga ama shina ya kumabumba.
So I don't know, and when we go further it says men of corrupt minds.
Atabantu wa matontonka nyaya bipisha.
I don't think titles can oppose Moses.
Kwa nimo na kuta dushe ifufulo nangu kutufia kana Mose mwa.
What I mean is like it was a group.
Chari kwa jihupa li avantu awa utampire uka na Mose.
Name to me they are name of
people. Pabalante mashina ya avantu.
So check it out.
Wow, chenta wino.
I think the main point here is this. So do not be surprised to see that within the community of faith there are also men of corrupt mind. As far as we are concerned, we must do to the best of our ability to avoid becoming one of them.
Paul
made it very clear. These people, their folly will be manifested. They will come to the surface. And not only that, they will show no progress. I think it's a lesson to us all. A lesson to me. I guess it's also a lesson to you. So this is how we should conduct ourselves in the church. We come into the church for salvation. We serve God in gratitude for the love that He has done for us. We don't come into the church for position. We don't serve God that we assert our own identity. Our mind must be fine-tuned by the Holy Spirit. Pray to God for help. Everyone is in danger of what? Is in danger of either straying to the left or to the right.
Muntu onsali mubwafya wakupindukila kukulio na kukuso.
It is not without reason why, every time we have to pray so long.
Echo cha chikwa chitupepa pechipepepe. Efe tupepe la pashitanta difi yo.
I cannot guarantee that I will not turn evil one day.
Teti nando kuteti ine shaka wemo vipushkubu moyo.
I'm just like you, I'm also a human being.
Ndinga imwe, ndi muntu nsenga imwe.
I'm also subject to the attack of Satan.
Na newe ine satana kuti ampoka sabu wino wino fye.
So we all have to, be alert and careful.
Kaishi tufile tuwa wawa kulola nokumona. Batufishe chavu ya chiri chai.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
I'm not talking to you.